Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Father, we adore you. We welcome you. We bless you today, Lord God, as we cover the children with the blood of Jesus, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we curse the spirit of death over our city, over our from our family, from off of our lives in the name of Jesus. The threefold cord of death, hell, and the grave has already been defeated by the precious blood of Jesus. Early death, crib death, sudden death, accidental death, suicide, and every form of death is bound and blocked. We call out the names of the strong men in the name of Jesus. We thank you that they are annihilated, murdered in the name of Jesus. The assignment of death is broken off our children, off of us in the name of Jesus, and our future generations in the name of Jesus. Sickness and death, domestic violence, violent crimes, crib death, suicide, juvenile delinquency, abortion, miscarriage, terrorism, empty shell assault, freak accidents, gang violence and initiations, hijackings, burglaries, occult, organized police and government corruption, drug deals and other organized crimes, generational curses of infirmity and sickness, abuse of the weak and innocent. We decree and declare none of these have power over us or over our children ever in the name of Jesus, that our children are safe. They are safe from death in the name of Jesus. Our houses and households are safe from death in the name of Jesus. Our children's households are safe from the death. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that this is life. There is life and death in the power of our tongue, and we use we use the life of our tongues to displace the death. We thank you, Lord God, that our children shall live and not die in the mighty, holy, righteous name of Jesus. We appreciate you, Father, as we open our mouths, pray through us, we cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus. No weapon formed against us shall prosper. We bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy as we pray for the children. We are covered with the blood in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. The Bible is the book that we are teaching our children on a daily basis, even in the womb. We thank God. All right, Sister Vivian, you ready to sing?
Yeah, praise God. Hallelujah. Anyhow, never let your troubles get you down. You just go ahead, hold your head up high, singing hallelujah anyhow. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. And I will bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. For he has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless his holy name. Praise God.
Amen. Mother Fan, thing?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Hallelujah. He belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You deserve it. hallelujah belong to you. My hallelujah belongs to you. You decide that. You decide that. You decide that. You decide that, Lord. All of our praise belongs to you. All of our praise belongs to you. You decide that. You decide that, Lord. Hallelujah. Belongs to you. Nobody but you, Lord. Belongs to you. You decide that. You decide that, Lord. Hallelujah. Belongs to you. Amen.
Amen. All right, Vivian, it's on you.
Yes. Oh, okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God again for that we can come and pray for the children of the world. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy and his grace. Praise God. First, we want to pray Sister G, for the children of Ukraine, praise God, what they are going through right now, praise God.
Amen. Father, I think that you love the children. And when they tried to stop the children from coming to you, you said, listen, the children are a part of the kingdom too. Do not stop them. So, Father, we thank you that the children of Ukraine will get to know who you are at an early age, and great shall be their peace. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God, for giving them peace in their home, peace in themselves throughout all the war that's going on, peace, Lord God, that type of peace that only you can give, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, you said, my peace I give unto you. So, Father, I shelter, provide clothing, provide food, a place to of hiding, hide them under the shadow of your almighty wings in Ukraine, oh God. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for the war stopping. In the name of your first commandment is to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love others like we love ourselves. So we're asking you to put love in the hearts of the leaders in Ukraine and in Russia, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, let them come, oh God, to an agreement, stop the war in the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you, oh God, for what you're going to do for them, oh God, very soon in the next 3 months, oh God. We thank you that you are moving by your Holy Spirit, praying, oh God, stop the war between Russia and Ukraine. Any other people that are interfering, stop. We say stop in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover them with the blood. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Mother Fanny, pray for the salvation that our children will accept Jesus in their hearts. Salvation for our children.
Mother Fanny?
Uh-huh.
Didn't hear you, Vivi.
I didn't hear you.
Okay, pray that our children will accept Jesus as their personal Savior.
But that's what now?
Pray for the salvation of our children.
Oh, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, I pray you for all salvation, for all of our children, all of our loved ones, in the name of Jesus. I should be with each and every kid in this world. Have your way in their lives and make a way out of no way for them in the name of Jesus. Build them up when they torn down in the name of Jesus. Bring joy in their soul. Bring peace in their mind. Help them to love one another, not hate one another, get along with one another, do God's will, be obedient to his word. be led and guided by his Holy Spirit. For he will never leave him and he'll never affect him. He will take care of him. He will lead him and guide him and step it away. In the name of Jesus, I shall cover them in the blood. Nothing but the blood will wash away all they sin. In the name of Jesus, that they will be good children. And they will obey their prayer and do what the prayer tells them to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, have mercy upon them. In the name of Jesus, I pray you'll lead them and guide them the right way they should go and do the right thing and be obedient to the word of God. And they will live what they can be used by his Holy Spirit. And they will never leave the Father. They will always call on his name and do his will. They will obey God. In the name of Jesus, forever be with them and take care. In the name of Jesus, cover them in the blood. The blood of Jesus is going to save them. The blood of Jesus is going to make a way out of no way for them. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Vivian, we have Sister Lanny's on with us.
All right. Sister Lane.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Can you pray for against teen pregnancies and abortion?
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we celebrate you today as our way maker, our promise keeper, our miracle worker. We thank you, Father, that life is in your hands. You've told us how precious a life is. In your word, that everyone that was born to bring glory to you. And we come against those who would like to rob you of your precious gifts, of babies that are in the wombs, and their mothers and other opinions and advices around them, desire to siphon that life away. God, we come against that kind of thinking. We come against that kind of heart. We come against that kind of mind. We pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, that the power of the Holy Spirit will begin to do a perfected work to send ministry to minister to those who are making those considerations, that they will change their minds and that they will cease to abort a children. We pray, God, in the name of Jesus, that even the natural instinct of a woman who carries a baby would chime into that mind and that heart to know this life is precious and a part of them and deserves a chance to live and to carry out the purpose which God has instituted in Jesus' name. So, God, we pray right now, God, for the circumstances surrounding why they think they need to make a decision to abort. We pray, Father, that you will provide them other alternatives, other means, other manners of thinking, even in the natural, God, before you put your super on, that even in the natural, Father, you operate in a place of wisdom with them to understand that life is precious in your eyes and precious to be birthed into the earth. Hallelujah, God. We pray for this divine intervention now all over the world, and particularly our communities, our immediate communities, our families, our city, our state, our nation, and our world. We pray, Father, for a change of heart, a change of mind, that there are forces there, there are ministries out there, there are teams, life advocates out there who are prepared to give them tangible reasons. We know the word of God speaks of life. Then there are other extensions of that that also point to that same direction, to preserve a life rather than take it. God, we pray for this divine intervention, that hearts and minds will be changed, that children will have a chance to live and declare the glory of you. It's in the name of Jesus we pray and we bless you, Father. Amen.
Praise God. Oh, Holy Spirit. Oh, sweet Spirit. The God of all. God. Oh, Father God, we are calling upon you this afternoon, God. Oh, God, in behalf of every child, oh, God. Father God, we're coming against that spirit of suicide, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, you said anything you ask in your name, you will do it, God. So, God, that oppression and depression that comes upon them, oh, Father God, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus, Lord God, so that it will not cause them to want to take their lives in the name of Jesus, Father God. We rebuke that spirit, that bitter, angry spirit, that spirit that causes them to, oh, God, walk like they have no one, Father God, that no one else is living. Oh, God, that they are the black sheep of the family. Oh, Father God, that no one loves them. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we are coming against that spirit, oh, God. Father God, that tries to tear them, deter them. Oh, Father God, make them go walking, take a walk. Oh, Father God, just walking and walking. Oh, Father God, talking and talking. That oppressive spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God, devil. In the name of Jesus. I suppose said that we command you out in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over their mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. You have no authority in the name of Jesus over their eyes, their ears, every eye gate. In the name of Jesus, where Satan comes in to steal, kill, and destroy. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we're coming against the enemy in every way, God. Father God, that he will not and cannot, oh God, succumb our children with oppression and depression to cause them to want to take their lives. Oh, Father God, they shall live and not die. In the name of Jesus, Father God, because you the one God fearfully, wonderfully made them. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you, God, that you the one. Oh, Father God, you the one puts up and pulls down. Oh, Father God, and when the enemy comes in and try, God, oh, God, he will fall because of the prayers of the saints. Oh, God, have agreed this afternoon, God, that no child be lost to suicide. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we are lifting them up high above so that they will be able to stand in the midst of every trial that they are facing. In the name of Jesus, we command it off of them. Oh, Father God, take your hands off Satan in the name of Jesus. Oh, take your hands off. Oh, we commanding you to go into a dry place, seeking rest, finding none. Oh, let you have no rest. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, thank you. Thank you for our children are alive now and well in you. They no longer walking in depression and oppression. Oh, Father God, in the name, they're walking in the spirit. I command the spirit of the Lord upon them. Hallelujah. Praise God, the spirit of love, goodness, mercy, oh, God, faithfulness. Oh, God, yes, I command the fruits of the spirit working in them mightily. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. Mr. G, pray for fair sentences for our children as they go before the court, and also pray for the judge. Amen.
Okay. Oh, Father, we agree with your plan for our children, and you want all our children to be taught of you at an early age. But, Lord, the enemy has come in and blinded the hearts of those that teach children, the parents, the Sunday school teachers, or whomever teach the children. And the children, Lord God, are getting into a lot of trouble. Lord, many times their parents are just seemingly being run, the household's being run by the children. The parents are not parenting children as you have taught them. They're not training them up in the way they should go. So consequently, children are getting in trouble in the neighborhood. They're doing vandalism. They're doing all kind of crimes. They're running with drugs and shoeboxes and in their pockets, and they're stealing. Oh, God, they're doing their breaking in places. And, you know, there's seemingly no curfew. in the home. No curfew in the city, Lord God. It's not enforced anymore. Consequently, our children are suffering. Oh, God, they're having to be arrested by the police, handcuffed to put on our children, 7, 8 years old, 10, 11, 12. They're getting into trouble. Many of them are playing hooky in school, Lord God. They're not going to class. They're hiding out, and many times parents don't even know it, and when they do find out, they know what to do. So, Father, we thank you for intervening that our children, oh, God, when they have to go before a judge, oh, God, the judge would have compassion. The judge would begin to sentence the parent to duties, oh, God, duties with other children and duties with where they have to see, oh, God, other children, their children in trouble, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, so I thank you for the judge having great compassion, Lord God, that you would the judge, and the judge, Lord God, would have things in place so that the children won't have to be locked up, so that they will go for, the parents and the children will go for training and discipline of their children so they won't go that route again. We pray, Lord, when they stand before the judge, it will be the last time to stand before a judge, that the parents and the children will learn the lesson, a valuable lesson, that they have to be trained in the way that they should go. So we put a hedge of protection around the children. Oh, God, we pray for safety for them, because many of them are running around and doing things they should not do. So we pray a hedge of protection around them in the mighty name of Jesus. We just cover them with the blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Sister Vivian. Sister Linda.
Sister Linda came on?
Yes.
Okay. All right, Mother Fanny. Okay, you're there. All right. Pray against nightmares in our children, children that are having a hard time sleeping, having nightmares. Children that are having a hard time sleeping at night because of nightmares.
Okay. Oh, God, I actually looked down on all children. Well, sleep is going to sleep at night and having nightmares. In the name of Jesus, bad dream. Lord, I ask you, have mercy upon them in the name of Jesus. Help us have good dreams. Help us have lovely dreams. Help them, just help them, Jesus. It's not only children have bad dreams. His grown people have bad dreams at night. And it's all the work of Satan together. And I ask you, Lord, to remove him. Cast him out there alive. Cast him out anybody alive with have nightmares while they are sleeping at night in the name of Jesus. Sometimes just sitting up in a chair sometimes. You'll drift off and you will have a dream, a bad dream. Satan's always on the job, working on children and everybody he can work on. But I ask you to move him, cast him out, make him bag on, and leave your children and leave anybody that have nightmares and bad dreams at night. Because it's all the work of Satan. And I ask you to move him out there alive, out of anyone's life, but going through all kind of dreams at night and any kind. In the name of Jesus, pull your spirit out upon him. Pour it out, Father. Cover them in the blood. Because nothing but the blood of Jesus is going to save them from bad dreams. Nothing but God's blood, Jesus' blood, is going to save them. And I ask you to be with them every step of the way. Don't leave them, never forsake them. Take care and bless them. Help them have wonderful dreams in the name of Jesus. Make Satan bag all the way off of, but he can't bother them. He can't do nothing. of God will allow him to do it to his children because he loves his children so very much. And he just want them to be good and obey him and love him and serve him. And, Lord, I ask you to teach them how to pray, teach them how to love and not hate, and help them to do the thing that the Father and Son want them to do always to the end of their life. Take him and bless him, going out and coming in, that you will always be by their side. You will never leave them, neither forsake them. You're there for them 24/7, day and night, watching over them. The angels watching them, keeping their eyes on them, protecting them from any hurt, harm, or danger. I ask you to be with each and every child that has problems. In the name of Jesus, trying to sleep at night, but everything will be all right with them, and everything will be grateful. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Sister Laney, pray for children that are having anxiety attacks.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we're so glad that you are God of peace. And you said, my peace I leave with you. You even said in your word that you would keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you. Many of our children have not been taught what peace is like. They don't know what rest and calmness is like because of the environment they're in or because they simply have not been taught. So, God, we are inviting your presence now with our children all over the world, especially starting with our immediate families and in our homes, in our churches, our communities, in our cities, our state, our nation, and our world. Father, that the anxiousness that they can often feel when they see the condition of our world, when they see how we talk, when they see how we act, when they see the things that we are doing, that add to their anxiety. We pray, God, you will forgive us now in Jesus' name. Repurpose our thinking and repurpose our doing so it would be reflected of an environment that's conducive to safety for children, where they can feel safe and they can feel loved and cared for. We need a revival in that area, God. We need your presence. Ultimately, Father, all the anxiousness, all the irritability, all the uncomfortableness, even the fear and the torment that comes with anxiety is a result of somebody not knowing who you are, somebody not understanding your power, somebody who does not recognize you as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Ultimately, Lord, we pray for the salvation where children are. Wherever children are, we pray for the salvation of people around them who are responsible for them in their homes, their parents, in their schools, in their churches, our community groups, whatever they happen to be in. We pray, God, that you will send ministry. We know ultimately, hallelujah, until people know you, until people recognize the value of who you are, will honor you and serve you. Your word even says that my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek your face, turn from our wicked ways, that you have a plan, that we can hear from you, and that you will heal the land. You will take away the anxiety. You will minimize all those things that the enemy used to cause us anxiety. So we speak against those things right now in the name of Jesus. Broken homes, broken families, the lack of food, lack of shelter, lack of needs of children being met, that they go to school and they're dealing with bulliness. We come against all of those things in the name of Jesus that add to the anxiety of a natural child. God, in Jesus' name, we're praying that your super will come upon their natural and give them divine protection. They will have divine intervention. And we stand now in the gap for them right now, Father, for your mercies to be upon them. All grace, mercy, your compassion, even your favor, God, that you'll protect them even from themselves when they don't even know you, but you're just being God, showing your ability to keep, your ability to save, your ability to heal and comfort, forgive, and restore. We ask for all those things, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, every design that the enemy has done to add to anxiety, to use negative, ungodly things in the earth, in the area, Father, of in the spirit realm and in the physical realm, we come against it in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the name of Jesus. We invite angelic intervention. Most of God, we speak your word over these situations, that children will be covered, that children will be protected, that children will have a chance to hear the truth about who you are, and their minds will change and the anxiety will, as peace begin to be multiplied to them, the anxiety will disappear. We bind the anxiety of all kinds that is the enemy promotes in any area. We come against it in Jesus' name. We pray that it falls to the ground with all of its symptoms, all of its prods, and all of its roots, that they will be uprooted and taken away from them in Jesus' name, that the children will have deliverance from anxiety, even with their parents, even with their teachers, even in that school situation or whatever has been causing them to spiral out of their peace, out of their comfort, out of their hope in you. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. You are the only truth that really matters. So, God, we pray that the truth you said in your word makes one free, that they'll be free to operate in peace. Peace. They will be free to have rest and be calm and have a hope in you. God, we pray this prayer in the name of Jesus, that you will hear our prayer and that you will answer our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
Sister Linda?
Yes, ma'am, I'm here.
Oh, okay. All right. Can you pray for our children that they will recognize, be taught that they need to learn how to respect their parents and their teachers, those that have rule over them?
Yes, ma'am. Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you for this opportunity that you have given to us, God, as we come in agreement for our children in the nations, cities, country, all around the world, all over this universe, Father, as we come in agreement on their behalf. Father, we're praying, Lord God, that our children, Lord God, would come into the obedience of who you are, that they will reverence, God, those that you have given authority and given charge over them. We pray that your wisdom would be implemented into their lives, God, that they will have respect and not disrespect. They will give honor and not dishonor to the authorities that you have deemed over them, Father. Not to hurt them, not to harm them, but to lead them in the path of righteousness that you have set before all of us. You have given all of us an opportunity to choose the path of righteousness and not the path of destruction. We pray, Father, that even in the homes that the parents would teach obedience, respect for authority, whether it be their elders in school, whether it's their peers, whether it's in church, whether it's in after-school programs, regardless to where it is, God, we pray that you would touch every heart, every mindset. Let the parents begin to teach their children how to honor and obey authority, how to respect in Jesus' mighty name, Father God. But first, it has to begin in the home. Touch the hearts of the parents, Lord, that they would begin to teach their kids your way, not how they were raised, not how they think that their children should be taught, but you've already set the standard. There's no other standard but yours. Your standard is righteousness. Your standard is holiness. Your standard would lead them to a prosperous end, Father. We thank you. We thank you for those children all over the world, even the television programs that they watch, Father. We pray that they'll begin, Lord God, to walk away, to turn, to put the cell phones down, to come off YouTube, all those avenues, Lord, that the devil have put in their hands or put in their eyesight, God. We pray that by your blood, every gate will be closed to the enemy, Father, that will lead them down the path of disrespect, disregard for authority, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. We honor you, God, because, Lord God, you are forever present, and we thank you for that. Everyone that in this earth realm, every child that's born to by a woman, Lord God, you already know them before. They were already placed in their mother's womb. You put inside of everyone, Lord God, a spirit of hope. And we thank you that Jesus Christ is the hope of glory. So you said that if we bring our petitions to you, Lord God, that it, and if we believe that we receive in faith, that you'll answer us. So, God, we know that we can't do it. We can't change anything or anyone, but you can, because you're the creator of every mankind, every boy, every girl, every woman, every man, regardless of age and regardless of gender. So our Father, which art in heaven, we reverence you for what you're going to do in every child's heart, every parent's heart, every relative's heart, every extended family that will have anything to do with their child, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we just thank you. And we pray. We receive it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father God, we come, Father God, rebuking the spirit of sickness, all kinds of sickness. Father, children are laying up in the hospitals with all kinds and various kinds of sickness, God. We rebuke that spirit off of them, that they shall live and not die. Lord, that they wouldn't be laid up in a hospital with all kind of tubes. Father, there's all kind of diseases. Children are born with some, and then some is attracted after they are born, after they get a certain age. All ages are being tormented by the enemy. You ever take your hands off the children. Father God, you, oh, Father God, is the healer. And as we believe you, God, for the children, God, we believe that they are healed by the power of the Holy Ghost, by the blood of Jesus that was shed for them on Calvary's cross. We know, God, you can do anything but fail. So we pray for the children right now, God. Yes, God. We pray for them, oh, God. Oh, Father God, that they will, oh, God, come from under this attack that has attacked them. Whether it be blood disorders, heart disease, drugs, oh, so many different kinds and various diseases that is attacking our children. Oh, Father, oh, God, undergird them and let your angels, oh, God, brush over them, oh, Father God, and heal, God. Oh, Father God, let your hands hold them close to your heart, God, so that they'll be healed, oh God. Remove sickness of every kind in the name of Jesus. Remove it from their homes. Remove it from their hospital rooms, oh Father God. Some of them, oh God, by animals. And Lord, we command that no, oh God, disease from the animals, teeth, sharks, dogs, monkeys, whatever. Oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, Father, children does not know any better but to love. And, oh, Father God, we pray, oh, Father God, that they will continue to learn how to love. Oh, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus, you took oh God, spittle and wiped on the man's eyes, and he was made whole, Lord. I know you can do it right now through the Spirit, God. I know the man that was lame at birth, oh God, and Father, you told him to take up his bed and walk, God. They walked, went praising you, Lord, leaping and, oh God, rejoicing. We praying, oh God, for children. Oh, Father God, we'll be glad. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I know, Lord, that you can do anything but fail, Lord. Oh, Lord God, you are ultimate. You told me early this morning, God, you are the ultimate. There is no God higher than you, and there's no God lower than you. You can do anything but fail, God. Surround the children, oh God, oh Father, where they don't know how to pray or where they cannot pray because the condition that they are in, oh Father God. But I know you can hear the prayers of the saints, oh God, calling unto you for everyone, God. Oh, Father, no matter what nationality, where they come from, oh, Father God, we're bringing them before you, God, and we're applying the blood, hallelujah, praise God, the blood of Jesus to everyone, every bed, every eye, every heart, every vein, oh, Father God. Oh, let that blood be cleansed. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, remove the scales from their eyes. Father God, oh, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, remove the pain, the hurt, the disappointments, God, that they face. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we're praying. Oh, God, and we're standing on your word this afternoon, God. Oh, for our children, oh, God. Oh, God, it might not be mine, but it's somebody out there. And you told us to pray ye one for another. Oh, Father God. Lord, oh, Father God, the hurt that they are going through, God, the suffering that they are going through, oh, Father. Because they have a child laying there, not knowing whether they're going to live or die, but help them to keep the faith. Oh, Father God, help them not to give up, that somebody is praying for them somewhere. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, now let that child open his eyes right now. Right now, as we agree, let that child open up and look up in God. It's you. It's you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Let that child move in some kind of direction, oh God. And we'll know it's you. It's you taking over, God. Lord, we may not never know, oh God, but we do know in the spirit. We do know in the spirit that you are doing great and mighty things, things that we know not of, God. Yes, God, and Lord God, because you are moving by your spirit. Oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, and no weapon formed against them shall prosper in the name of Jesus. They are only a baby. Oh, Father God, and Satan would love to kill all the boy children. Yes, he still does, but Lord, we're snatching them from the hands of the burning. And God, we're lifting them up to you, Lord God, that you taking over, God, as we call unto you. So that's what you told us to do, God, to call unto you. And you will answer us, and you will show us great and mighty things, things that we know not of, God. Do it, oh, Father God, for some mother, some father, some sister, some brother. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
All right. Sister G, pray for
children that affected by divorces.
Amen. Hallelujah. Father, you created a family, fathers, mothers, and children, and grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. And you intend for them to be one in you, oh God, to follow after your plans, Father. In the name of Jesus and Father, because of disobedience, the family unit sometimes is broken by divorce. The horrible thing that children spread. All children want their parents to be together no matter what. They can be fussing in the home, fighting in the home, drugs in the home, abuse in the home. Children want their parents to be together no matter what. And many children are affected so bad. That's when the nightmares come in. That's when the anxiety attacks come in. That's when, Lord, some of them get in trouble and in trouble at school, and they start doing things that they would not ordinarily do. That's when oppression set in and depression. That's when some children feel like, you know, committing suicide. But, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for life in marriages, life. That the husbands would love their wives and wives would be in submission to their husbands, and that they would be a family unit that stay together, oh God, through the obstacles, through the hardships, through not having enough. Even if they have to live on the street, they'll stay together as a family unit. We pray peace over the family, peace, oh God, that kind of peace that only you can give, Lord God, that kind of peace, Lord, where the fathers and the mothers are beginning to get along, and there's laughter in the home. There's joy in the home. There's an abundance of peace, an abundance of love. They have all their needs met, oh God. Remove anxiety from the father and the mother, that anxiety that, you know, they're snapping at the children, and they're snapping at each other, the husband snapping at the wife snapping at the husband. We rebuke that spirit of division that comes between husbands and wives. Oh, God, what the devil meant for their harm, turn around for their good. Allow them to begin to love one another again so that they're staying together, not for the children's sake, but because you want them to be together. You said what you put together, let no one put asunder. So we thank you that divorce will not come children's household. Their parents will stay together. Their parents will love one another through thick and through thin, through trials, through tribulations, through sickness, through all kinds of things that can occur. We cover them, the parents, with the blood of Jesus. We decree and declare they shall remain together, and they shall fight against the enemy that fights against them. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Mm-hmm. Mother Fanny, can you hear me? Mother Fanny?
Uh-huh.
Okay, pray against no robbery tonight, no robberies.
Okay. Come, Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray against no robbing, no killing, in the name of Jesus. God, take all that in your hand and deal with mankind. Deal with all the people that got all these evil things in their mind, in the heart. Take it away, dear God, in the name of Jesus. Have a faith of the goodness of the Lord, and serve the Lord, and love the Lord. In the name of Jesus, and love the children, teach the children, tell them what to do and what not to do, keep your hands around them, don't let go of, take care and bless them, help them to love one another and get along with one another, in the mighty name of Jesus, Bless them going out and coming in. For the blood of Jesus, cover them in your blood. Let no harm and dangers come against our children. All over the world, dear God, make a way out of no way, Paul. For you is the way, the truth, and the life. And you can do anything but fail. You can move mountains. It is nothing in this world that God can't do. Because he's the head and Satan the tail. But he don't want to be that, but he that's what he is. But God got all that in his hand in the name of Jesus. And he will make Satan stop. He'll make Satan bang off. He'll make Satan leave the little children alone. He will bless them going out and coming in. He will take care. He will never leave them alone. He there for them always to the end. For Heavenly Father, save them and bless them and keep them from all harm or danger and thinking of an evil thing and thinking of killing and hurting up some of a kid. In the name of Jesus, help them when they go to school and do the work. In the name of Jesus, help them to mind the teacher and do the work and get the work out like they're supposed to get it out. And not be no copycat in the name of Jesus. Because being a copycat, that ain't no good for them. Help them study and study and study in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help them to get their message and get it right and do the right thing. In the name of Jesus, so keep them covered in the good and take all the bad away from them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Sister Lane, that gay spirit that is steady arising.
Yes, ma'am. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we are so happy that you know us from the top of our head to the sole of our feet, from the inside out. You had a plan from the beginning. Your words say you made them male and female. You gave man assignment. You gave women assignment. You even gave children assignment. So we thank you, God, for your divine order. We ask for forgiveness for our nation, Father, that we have been out of order in so many ways since the beginning of creation, particularly since the sin of Adam in the Garden of Eden. And here we are now in 2022, and our young people are not settled on their own sexuality and the things that we show them through our music, through our television, through our commercials, through our private lives, and the things, examples we do before them. Even some of the teachers that we are reprogramming, teachers how they should be addressed based on what the world called political correctness. We come against this, the gay spirit, that the lesbianism, come against the LGBT and the other extensions of where the people have decided that they are going to decide their sexuality. They can have a choice. Oh, God, we come against that wrong thinking, wrong teaching, wrong examples. Father, we come in against it in Jesus' name. We know that the challenges of the church are strong right now, and oftentimes we don't address the real needs of the community. We don't deal with the whole person, the whole life. We ask again for forgiveness for that. We pray for leadership in the church. Leadership in the home, examples before the young people that they can know that you have designed a perfected way, your design, and all of our opinions and all of our political correctness will never alter your word. Your word has told us what we ought to be like. So, God, we come against that gay spirit of men, women, boys, and girls that the enemy has distorted their minds to believe that they can safely change and alter their sexuality the way you made them. So God, in Jesus' name, we come against that master spirit in the earth, in our homes and in our families and our churches and our communities, cities, states, and national and the world. God, we pray that divine intervention will come through revelation of your word. The only way that men will ever know the truth about you is that they hear the word of God, which is your truth. Hallelujah. God, in Jesus' name, we pray for a revelation and a revival in our nation, a revival of teachers and preachers and parents who will teach your truth and educate our children and tell them before they get to these places where they've been seduced away from you, seduced away from your truth, where they've been handled and manipulated, intimidated and dominated and controlled by certain kinds of environment, certain kind of other personalities that pull at them and pull them away from your established plan for their lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, again for divine intervention. Help us as believers to be examples. Help us as believers to be examples of teaching the truth, walking in truth, sharing the truth. Whenever you open the door for ministry, that we'll have the courage to speak this truth in this perverse generation we live in. God, we pray that the enemy will no longer trick them and handle them. We pray, God, that they will be tripped up and we can see the miracle in the earth, God, of your truth. We need a miracle of your word. We need a miracle. We need you to raise up leaders in our nation. And starting with us, that we can take our own space and our own time and our own opportunities to speak a truth to the men, women, boys, and girls around us, what you have said in the world about sexuality and what we ought to be about. So we bind that perverse spirit in the earth. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Plead the blood of Jesus over those who are struggling with the praise part of a divine intervention now. That they will receive instruction and they will have a change of heart and mind and allow you to give them the courage to walk in your truth. It is in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Amen. Sister Linda, can you close this out with a few words?
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you today. We thank you for this opportunity. We honor you for allowing us to come together to give thanks to an almighty God, a God that knoweth all things, a God that's omnipresent, a God that's holy, a God that loves the world so much that you gave your only begotten Son. So we reverence your name. Your name is holy. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you for the cross. We thank you for the blood, Father. We thank you for inclining your ears to our prayers. We believe and trust that every prayer will be answered. Maybe not how we want it to be, but you're a God of righteousness. You're a God of love, peace, and joy, a long-suffering God, and we thank you. Thank you for everyone that's on this line today, even those that had a desire to come on but did not or could not. We thank you for them. We thank you for their families. We thank you, Lord God, for their extended families. We thank you, oh God, for every prayer in the name of Jesus, that when we walk away, that we won't forget to continue to pray. In your name, we give you glory. We give you honor and praise. Amen.
Amen. God bless each one of you all.
Thank you, everybody. Love you.
God bless you.
Love
you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
Bye.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.